And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. 2013 is here. Most specifically, Labor Day 2013 is here. And it's the Star Wars Report's daily coverage of Dragon Con. Once again, welcome back. Welcome back. Come one, come all. I'm your host for this evening drive, Riley Blythe. I'm the chauffeur of this daily podcast episode. I don't have the episode number in front of me because I'm actually, as I said, driving along Georgia State 85, heading south, back home, after our initial day at Dragon Con, and joining me as she has the past 2 years and now the third year at Dragon Con, it's Bethany.
Greetings, Blatt. One and all. I'm glad to be
back.
How
you doing?
I think I'm pretty well.
Doing
what
all right?
About you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Okay.
Good day, I would say.
I wasn't sure, just because, I mean, I've been around you for the last, actually all day, minus one class, but...
Well, exactly. So today was an interesting day. We didn't come up as early as we have in years past because of a thing called college. So we actually had classes throughout the day and departed Barnesville, Georgia, down at Gordon College, where both Bethany and I are students. Es estudiantes.
Yes.
As our Spanish teacher would say.
See, Riley is... El es estudiante. He is a student.
Exactly.
But I would say, yo soy estudiante. There's been your mini Spanish.
This has been coffee break Spanish.
coffee, I wish. I don't drink coffee that much, you know, Riley.
It's not that bad yet.
But at Dragon Con, yeah. I don't know. I can feel it coming. There's a con air about.
The con is in the air.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so how do we want to do this? See, today's Thursday, so it's not a particularly eventful day. So let's just go through chronological events. Of course, we got into town around, 6 o'clock, or at least what we thought would be 6 o'clock, but it was more like 7 o'clock because, let's be honest, it was horrible traffic.
Yes.
Horrible traffic. Little did we know.
Well,
what was
I don't even know you could call it traffic because I'm not sure we were actually moving.
What's interesting, and it was okay coming in. We hit a little bit of rough traffic coming into downtown on Interstate 85, but...
Your definition of okay is not the same as...
Well, I mean, we were delayed like 5 or 10 minutes, but then coming through just downtown right along Atlanta, man, it's rough traffic, but, you know, survivable.
See, we ran into Brandy for the Star Wars track.
Yes, yes.
And so she asked us, well, how did the drive go? Yeah. And I said, it was fine, right at the same time that Riley said horrible, and I said... By fine, I mean we didn't die.
Fair enough.
See, guys, Dragon Con and Labor Day weekend in Atlanta tend to bring about
what
really
is there,
bad
like,
traffic anyway.
There's a Falcons game.
But there are two different pretty big sports games going on today and tomorrow. So that made it for
Doesn't make life better. So we arrived and found some expensive parking.
Yes.
And then we made our way to pick up our media passes, which is something different this year. We're actually approved media through our good friends at Middle Earth Network. We're doing some partner coverage with them. And so this daily podcast episode may well be appearing on the Legendarium stage or Middle Earth News. So if you guys are listening to this daily coverage from the Middle Earth Network side, welcome, welcome. And to our regular Star Wars Report listeners, we welcome you as well. So, we're media.
Yes.
It's
a very interesting experience because, you know, there aren't that many media at Dragon Con. I mean,
well,
yes,
there's
a lot. There is a lot, but not in terms of like 30,
ratio.
You know, 30, 40, 50,000 like there are of regular con goers.
Sure, sure. Although their ratio of media is higher than something like a Star Wars celebration, I was noticing. Because that's like a couple
hundred
of us.
Well, it's far more expansive than just Star Wars.
Sure.
And that actually, to give a little caveat, whatever you would, yeah.
Caveat, yeah, that's the word.
I'm already tired. That's not a good sign.
No.
But Dragon Con, one reason I really do like it is because of its... multimedia, multi-genre, multi-show and book and class and armorware and all this great stuff that it has to offer. Hundreds of hours worth of programming packed into a weekend because there are multiple tracks running at the same time.
And by multiple, basically, it's like 30 of them.
If you ever thought of being interested in anything that could be called geeky whatsoever, it's at Dragon Con.
Oh, absolutely. It's a convention that takes pride in the fact that it's run by fans, which has its own...
By fans, for the fans.
It has its own advantages and disadvantages. We'll put it that way. But, so yeah, we showed up, we got to tour around, take some pictures. Thursday seems, as seems to be the last 2 years, it just seems like there are more and more attendees.
Yeah, it keeps Thursday's getting busier, and I've noticed there's more programming added Thursday evening.
There's often there are concerts, parties, that sort of thing. It's kind of a pre-con event. But man, I was following Twitter, and the pre-registration line, I mean, I'm kind of glad we did have the opportunity to be media, if for no other reason than besides, you know, doing interviews and press conferences, a couple other things we'll be doing. It's just nice not to have to wait in line for an hour or 2 hours, because it's the lines last year on Thursday afternoon when we got here were maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah,
this year it was a huge line going over to the Sheraton. I don't know if you saw it, Bethany. I saw on Twitter that they were having to cap it. They're just going to cap it at 9 p.m. just because they didn't want it to go any later, because you get into safety issues and that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I mean, man, it was It was. I mean, it seems to be bigger for sure.
But the volunteers in the press room, they were really nice. Got us a sort of acclimated to it and gave us our little media packet and press pass and everything.
Well, it's funny because a lot of the press are thrown off because the interview room's in a different place, the media room's in a different place, and the Walk of Fame is in a different place. But of course, we're first time media. We're media newbies, so it's all new to us anyway. So.
Yeah, but they do have a really nice interview room set up with lighting and with a nice backdrop. It should be quite nice.
For sure.
To do interviews in.
When it's not booked. We'll see how that goes. I'm trying to think of what else we covered. We saw them setting up in the Star Wars room, looking fantastic as always. We'll be sure to take some pictures of it tomorrow. And if you're listening to this, like, live at the weekend, or if you're at Dragon Con, which I know there are probably a handful of you who are, remember, tomorrow's Friday as we record this. We'll see if we can't get this podcast up this evening. But tomorrow, Friday, 2:30 p.m., Atrium 706, in the Marriott Marquis, downtown Atlanta, we will be talking about everything you need to know about Star Wars Episode 7. And I'm very excited to be on that panel. And we will most definitely see if we can't get a recording of it in some form or fashion for you guys.
Well, given that we're both panelists on it, it shouldn't be a problem.
we'll see. But yeah, that one shouldn't be too much trouble. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that we haven't covered that we win?
Well, no, just that I do think it's interesting that they're changing things around. I wonder what prompted the
That's a good question.
The Walk of Fame move. And I would guess that it's
the
super secret back passageways, because that is a fantastic place. I mean, if you
I don't know what passageways.
Yeah, what passageways. But if you are an actor and you want to take a break, if you step outside of the Walk of Fame, there's not. I mean, there were a couple places that you could kind of step out. Like we saw some of the actors doing at the Dragon Con last year. You know, they would step out just to get out of the noise, because if you're signing stuff constantly and talking to fans and engaging and being friendly and all, you know, after about 6 hours, that could get a little overwhelming. So I think the new Walk of Fame is probably best for the guests.
I think so. It's a little bit smaller, but it's also a little bit nicer, I think. I think a lot of great guests this year, too.
I am slightly worried about the size. I mean, I noticed that they don't have huge stars there this year. They do have some.
They have Shatner. He's the biggest one, I would say.
No, but he'll be signing somewhere else.
Sure.
He always does.
As well he should.
Yes. But,
Sue, Scotty.
Yes. But they don't have as many larger guests this year in the Walk of Fame itself. So I think they probably aren't quite as worried about the number of people going in. But I am slightly worried that it'll get pretty crowded in there.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It always depends on the guests.
I mean, you have to expect crowds at Dragon Con, really.
Yeah, that's just the way it's going to be. So, yeah, well, there's a lot of programming that we'll be on. We've got, I believe it's Saturday. I'm trying to remember our panels. I'll have to reference the app.
Yeah.
But we've got what was it? Saturday. We got the podcasting panel and media panel that will be on Sunday as well. Again, that's same room, atrium 706. And we'll be talking all about blogging, podcasting, new media, in the terms of the world of Star Wars, with some other great folks. And that's at 7:30 p.m. So there we go. There we go. I think that's going to wrap up this, albeit brief, but great, as was our evening, all too brief episode of the Star Wars Report podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned all weekend as we post daily updates. Follow us at Star Wars Report on Twitter. We'll be posting all kinds of pictures and updates as we go throughout the convention. And hey, if you are here, if you are on location in Dragon Con, say hello. I'll be in a Boba Fett Mark Echo hoodie one of the days, and I'll be in some other outfits. And so you guys will see us. You'll see us hobnobbing about Dragon Con. And I look forward to tomorrow's episode, where I'm just going to put this out here right now. If all goes according to plan, we'll bring on another staff member from the Star Wars Report, and that's Aaron Goins, who is going to be in Atlanta in a mere matter of hours tomorrow morning. So that'll all go well. This has been Riley Blanton with Star Wars Report Podcast. Remember, if you're new to us, if you're hearing us for the first time, everything you need to know about this fine program can be found at StarWarsReport.com/about-us. Again, that's StarWarsReport.com/about-us. And for the Star Wars Report, this has been Riley.
And Bethany.
Saying remember. I'll let you take it, Bethany.
Many Bothans have kicked it to bring you this podcast.
Bit the dust.